Today, President Bush said he feels the U.S. economy is on the right track despite its recent sluggishness. He made his remarks at an economic forum in Waco, Texas. The administration invited about 250 attendees to the campus of Baylor University. Those on hand included cabinet officers, corporate executives, minority business owners, also in attendance a UPS truck driver, homemakers, and other working people. There were no policy announcements today. The White House says the president simply wanted to listen. Critics say it was little more than a public relations event with an audience carefully chosen to be friendly. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president didn't have to travel far to attend his administration's economic forum. Baylor University is just a short helicopter ride from Mr. Bush's ranch in nearby Crawford, where he's spending most of the month. The official program got underway just after 9 a.m., with eight separate sessions dealing with such topics as corporate responsibility, economic recovery, trade, and small business regulation. Each session was hosted by a top administration official. In opening statements, they portrayed an administration taking action, nurturing an economy that's coming back. Commerce Secretary Don Evans.
We set a record this last month in terms of new home purchases in this country. Auto sales were at 18 million at an annual rate of 18 million this last month. So the consumer continues to be very active and very positive about this economy, which is a good sign. It's a very encouraging sign.
And there was this from Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill.
Trade Promotion Authority and the corporate governance reform are important acts that we now intend to proceed with quickly to begin to realize the benefits of ever freer trade to create more jobs in the American economy.
The president, meanwhile, dropped in on four of the eight sessions, spending about 20 minutes at each. Vice President Cheney did the same, attending those the president missed. What Mr. Bush heard were firsthand reports of how various sectors of the economy are faring. Larry Johnston is chairman of an Idaho-based chain of grocery stores.
Consumers are gun-shy. We see in their buying behavior, we see in them buying private label products instead of branded products. We see them buying things like hamburger instead of steak. Those are very basic things that are going on out there today.
In another session on small investors and retirement security, Charles Schwab, an originator of the discount brokerage industry, told the president that investor confidence is very fragile right now.
But as someone who spent a lifetime in the investment world, I also understand that this is temporary. Markets don't remain down forever.
This was a hand-picked audience that was diverse in its demographic makeup. Polls show the public has concerns over the president's handling of the economy, but this group in Waco was overwhelmingly supportive of the president and inclined to even use his language. For example, speaker after speaker called the estate tax the death tax, just as the president and other conservatives do. A union leader representing carpenters endorsed the president's energy policy, saying it will mean construction jobs. A truck driver said more trade would mean more job security for him. And there were many calls for making last year's tax cut permanent. When the president weighed in himself, it was with an upbeat assessment of where things are going.
Even though the times are kind of tough right now, that we're America. I mean, I'm incredibly optimistic about the future of this country because I understand the strength of the country.
Our pension funds are under attack. What do we do?
There were protesters. About 100 people marched on a street about a half mile away from campus, carrying a 10-foot likeness of Enron CEO Ken Lay, dressed in prison stripes. They noted that Lay, who was not invited to Waco, had been present at an earlier Bush-sponsored forum on the economy before Enron's collapse. Don Gagne, NPR News, Waco, Texas.